conservative talk radio has a trend, and that trend is to protect Ted Cruz. And before I talked about this, I wanted to make sure I wasn't hearing something, wrong. Wanted to make sure that my colleagues were doing what I thought they were doing. Now, I like Donald Trump. I'm not beating around the bush. I'm not dancing where I say, I haven't decided who I'm going to support. I haven't said who I'm going to support. But I will tell you this, I'm looking for a candidate that invokes strong conservative values. Someone that follows the Constitution. Someone that can win. And while they spew this, they're trying to put over Ted Cruz without saying him by name. Like, none of these talk show hosts want to say they're in the tank for Ted Cruz. So they beat around the bush. They infer. But you know who they're talking about. You absolutely know who they're talking about. When you listen to Laura Ingraham, you listen to Hugh Hewitt, Rausch Limbaugh, of course, my favorite, Mark Levin. And no one is protecting Ted Cruz more than Mark Levin. And like I said, I wanted to see if it was just a off day. Wanted to see if it was just a off day. Oh, he's saying things that would make me, as a listener, make me, as someone that is a regular listener of Mark Levin, feel that he likes Ted Cruz. He wants Ted Cruz. So as I would tune in more, not every day, maybe every other day, maybe every 2 days, maybe every day, but only for about 20, 25 minutes while I'm driving from point A to point B. Who knows? Who knows? But the trend is there. The trend is there. And it is a love. I could say that. It is a love for Ted Cruz. It is a love for a man that, if any liberal had either the same credentials or situations going on with their candidacy, Mark Levin would be all over them. All over them. And what Mark Levin is doing is incredible. He is creating this firewall, this this quasi barrier for Ted Cruz. And what he's saying to all of his listeners is that all of the attacks that people are going after Ted Cruz with, all of these things that they are going after Ted Cruz about are left positions. They're created by the left. And if a Republican, if a fellow conservative uses any of these attack lines, if a fellow conservative uses any of these issues, then they should be disqualified for running for the Republican nomination because they're using attacks that the left created. So all of my listeners, if you hear in the debate tonight any of these attacks, know that those people are not genuine conservatives, and those people are working with liberals, and they themselves could possibly be liberals. That's what Mark Levin is doing. And I think it's genius. I think it's a creative way that I've never heard before. I think it's genius to tell his millions and millions of listeners, hey, I know all this stuff about Ted Cruz would normally set me and in turn all of you off. We would be livid. We would be going crazy. But all of this stuff is coming from the left. It's coming from the left. And in turn, you got to discredit it. Even though it's true, they're not made up stories. But because it's coming from the left, you got to throw it out. Got to disavow it. Then if you listen to any of it, you're not a true conservative. It's an amazing maneuver. It really is. It's an amazing maneuver. I still haven't figured out why Mark Levin is in love with Ted Cruz. And it's a love that can only be described as Jeb Bush has love for illegal immigration. Illegals come to this country out of love. So it's the only thing I could describe. It's love. Why is Ted Cruz loved by Mark Levin? Is it because they're lawyers? Are they strict constitutionists? What is it? What is it? Why? Why is Mark Levin in love with Ted Cruz and in turn protects him? I mean, Ted Cruz really, really embodies this sleazy, slimy, oily politician. He is the stereotypical politician. He is the man version of Hillary Clinton. He really is. It's incredible. Now, I know my conservative friends are going, Rob, what are you doing? What are you saying? How could you be talking like this? How can you be saying these bad things about Ted Cruz? We shouldn't be tearing down our nominees. Listen, I want Donald Trump to win. Yeah, but Rob, what if Donald Trump doesn't win? You still have to back. I don't know if I would back another candidate. I said this the other day. Maybe I'll vote for one of those 10 other people that you never hear of. You know, this whole notion, and this is a problem with the whole political system, this whole notion that you have to get behind whatever candidate emerges as the winner if your candidate loses. It's kind of like the people that go, hey, I like the San Francisco 49ers. I have season tickets. I love to watch them. I go to the games. I have 49ers gear. I go to, Joe Montana autographs. I am 49ers through and through. I love them. Oh, they lost the playoffs? Okay. Well, that's all right. I'm going to go for the Cowboys now. I'm going to go buy. It's like being a fair-weathered fan. And maybe we need to have not just one, two candidates. Maybe we need to be a country that has four or five or six people running for president. And four or five or six people that are legitimate. Not some wacko bird, New Frontier Party, where a guy says we should all live in the wilderness. I don't know. But I'm for Donald Trump. So in turn, I'm going to do everything in my power to get Donald Trump elected. And the notion that going after Ted Cruz or going after Jeb Bush with stuff that liberals might say disqualifies those attacks is ludicrous, is absolutely ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. I don't like Ted Cruz. I don't like Marco Rubio. I don't like Jeb Bush. I like Donald Trump. And there's a lot of people that like Donald Trump. A lot of people that aren't necessarily registered Republicans. Donald Trump is everything the Republican Party has always wanted. Can you think? Can you think? Just in your head. Just in your head. And I don't want to get off the Ted Cruz, Mark Levin love fest, but real quick, can you think of any time a Republican candidate was putting 20,000 people in a stadium or an arena? Can you think of any time? Did John McCain do it? Did Mitt Romney do it? Did George Bush do it? Did Bush Sr. do it? Did Reagan do it? And I'm not talking about her one or two offshoot. I'm talking about rally after rally after rally. 10,000, 20,000, 25,000, 30,000 people waiting in line 2, 3, 4 hours. Some of these states like Iowa, New Hampshire, it's freezing out there. People are waiting in line for hours. Vermont. People are waiting for hours. And of course, the pundits say, well, are these people going to show up to vote? Show up to vote? I'll show up to vote before I'll wait in a line for 4 hours. To cast your vote, it's not a 4 hour wait. So to think that people that are waiting in line for 4 hours aren't going to go and vote is ludicrous. Trump is everything the Republicans always wanted. They just don't like Donald Trump. But the thing is, if you take away the stuff that the establishment doesn't like about Trump, you don't get the tens of thousands of people showing up in these stadiums, in these arenas. It's like that saying, you got to take the good with the bad. So this notion that if you go after Ted Cruz on the birther situation or the news story that the New York Times reported on. And the thing is, for me, it's not about the whole not claiming a loan, using it for his campaign. To me, it's not about disclosing that, because you're talking about paperwork. You're talking about, you know, forms that were done wrong, and that pales in comparison to forms and things of that nature that Hillary Clinton either didn't fill out or did fill out or took headers off a classified email. I mean, please. My problem is this Goldman Sachs connection and the fact that Republicans, or I should say Mark Levin and people like Mark Levin that are in love with Ted Cruz, hide the history of Ted Cruz and Goldman Sachs and the connection to Wall Street, the connection to big money. connection to the establishment, the same people that Ted Cruz rallies against. You've seen the new ad. Again, if that was any other candidate, if it was any other candidate in the Republican Party, or for that matter, with the liberals, you all remember John Kerry windsailing. You all remember Michael Dukakis riding around in a tank. Well, here's Ted Cruz with the Duck Dynasty guy in camo gear. And a shotgun. And the Duck Dynasty guy is implying that Ted Cruz kills ducks and cuts them up and makes stew. And there's Ted Cruz smiling with the camo gear. That's as silly. That's as absolutely as silly as John Kerry windsurfing or Michael Dukakis in a tank. Absolutely silly. Absolutely silly. You can't get more silly than that. But if you say this, you're using a liberal talking point. So basically, all of these things that are wrong with Ted Cruz, you're not allowed to bring up because they're liberal talking points. So basically, Mark Levin is making it where you can't say anything bad about Ted Cruz. Can't say anything bad about Ted Cruz. Isn't that amazing? Like I said, it's this firewall. It's this weird firewall because of this bizarre homoerotic love that Mark Levin has for Ted Cruz. It's bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Can't say anything about Ted Cruz. Can't say anything. Can't say how it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous for Ted Cruz to run around and say somehow he's a man of the people. And yet he gets loans from Goldman Sachs. His wife works for Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is part of this evil banking empire that ruins everyone's lives, and they have hedge fund managers. I mean, all of the evil that you hear perpetrated by big banks, and it's not just a liberal talking point. We hear conservatives, we hear Republicans squawk about big banks, donors, hedge fund managers. It's not reserved for just libs. But somehow it's been buried that Ted Cruz's wife was a big wig at Goldman Sachs. She still is a big wig. She just took a leave so she could work with Ted Cruz. But she's a big wig with Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is giving loans to Ted Cruz so he could become a senator. You going to tell me he's not going to be beholden to Goldman Sachs? He's not going to be beholden to big banks Come on. Everything that we love about Donald Trump, when he says, hey, I'm not beholden to Goldman Sachs. I'm not beholden to hedge fund managers. I'm not beholden to any of this money because nobody gives me money. Sure, I might get $20 here, $30 here, $100 here from people who go, we just want to give you money. We just want to be part of this movement. Okay, sure. It'll pay for this party. It'll pay for that party. It'll pay for, you know, a couple gallons of gas for my jet. Nobody gives him money. That is the central. That's the central piece of his campaign. And it's why the establishment hates him. Because he's not paying them. He's not paying people. Listen, you know how you hear Karl Rove on Fox News or whatever newspaper gives him ink, and he just Donald Trump is scum. Donald Trump is evil. Donald Trump is Satan. He'll ruin our party. Listen, if Trump from the beginning went and got Karl Rove and said, Karl, here's $5 million. I want you to be an advisor for my campaign. You would hear Karl Rove talking about Donald Trump being the future of the Republican Party. And the Republican Party was now going in the direction that they've always wanted to go. They're bringing in Democrats. You saw that report. You saw that poll. Came out last week. Something like 20%, 25% of Democrats saying, I'd vote for Trump. But Trump didn't hire Karl Rove. He didn't hire Frank Luntz. He didn't hire Charles Krautenheimer. He didn't give money to Crystal, Will. He's not part of that club. He's not part of that system. But if he gave them all money, they would all be talking about him being the future. So everything that people love about Trump is exactly the opposite with Ted Cruz. But Ted Cruz has people like Mark Levin that have this firewall. So if you talk about this stuff, you have to immediately be disqualified because they're liberal talking points. So you can't talk about Ted Cruz being with Goldman Sachs and his wife being with Goldman Sachs. No, that's a liberal talking point. How about his, I don't know, schooling? Being a traditional elitist educator. No, nope, that's a liberal talking point. Okay. And of course, not being born in this country, liberal talk. Okay, so all of this stuff is off limits. Yeah, it's off limits. Okay, so basically, he is an unflawed candidate. Yes, he's the greatest. That's Mark Levin on Ted Cruz. And I don't have to tell you what that is. Just use your imagination. Thank you, Ted. Thank you. It's amazing. And that's the pattern. That's the pattern with Levin. It's the pattern, to a lesser extent, to a lesser extent with Hugh Hewitt. He just has people on his show that go to Ted Cruz. So he's not as bad personally to Trump. He just has people on his show that use Trump as a human toilet. And then, of course, give giant reach-arounds to Ted Cruz. And if you, again, bring up any, absolutely any, I mean any of the flaws of Ted Cruz, they're immediately brushed aside. They're liberal talking points. No, they're issues that if it was anybody else, we would be talking about them and these things would disqualify them. Think about Ted Cruz's entire history. Think about Ted Cruz's entire history. And again, I'm a Trump man. If Trump doesn't get the nomination, I'm not sure what I'll do. I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I can't stand the Democrats. I can't stand the libs. And I'm sure there's a part of Levin and Limbu and Glenn Beck and Laura Ingraham. I'm sure there's a part of them that aren't backing a candidate now, and they play cutesy because they don't want to alienate their radio audience. So if they have 5 million people listening to them and 2 million of them are Ted Cruz supporters, and they come out and go, I like Donald Trump, I like Donald Trump, I like Donald Trump, I don't like Ted Cruz, they'll alienate those 2 million listeners. And if those 2 million listeners stop tuning into their program, then the ratings go down. The program managers come in and say, hey, we lost Muffler Man. And then they'll eventually be out of a job and broadcasting on a podcast alongside Rob Zicari. They don't want that. And so they play cute. They play cute. And they'll wait for these guys to beat each other up. They'll do things like Mark Levin is doing, which is, well, you can't use this, you can't use that, because those are liberal talking points. So, audience, if you hear Donald Trump or Jeb Bush or Mike Huckabee saying these things about Ted Cruz, they are not true conservatives. So that's a way to back Ted Cruz and put down Trumps and Huckabees without alienating parts of his listeners, which then in turn I say that Levin is not a true, I don't want to say conservative, but the concept of him not being an entertainer and not worrying about ratings and not worrying about things that could doom his program, which means he's corporate, which means at the end of the day, if his bosses say to him, this is what you got to do, he'll do it. He's not as real as he says he is. The same way Ted Cruz is not this man of the little guy. this man of the people of Iowa. Do you realize when Ted Cruz is wandering around Iowa, shaking hands, telling these people he's one of them? This guy's got an education from Harvard. This guy's got an education from Princeton. Oh, by the way, the same things that the current president has, the current president's first lady, or I should say wife, has. I mean, think about the similarities between Ted Cruz and Barack Hussein Obama. My fellow Republicans, when you're sitting there going, who should I vote for, Trump or Cruz? Well, Cruz really seems more like me. Really? You went to Harvard? You went to Princeton? Really? You're a lawyer? Really? No. No. Donald Trump might be a billionaire, but he's more like the everyday person than Ted Cruz is. Think about everything that we criticized Barack Hussein Obama about. Think about it. Just think about it. What did we say Hussein Obama was? A junior senator. Remember? A junior senator. The White House is not a place to learn. Remember that? Isn't that what we all said? Isn't that what all of us conservatives said? Remember? You want somebody like John McCain? You want somebody like Mitt Romney? Somebody that has experience? Well, I guess you can't really say that about Mitt Romney because Obama already won the White House in 08. But we did say, look, somebody with no experience got into the White House, and look what they did for 4 years. Look what they did for 4 years. And that's because they had no experience. They got into this position and did not know what they were doing. And here we are with Ted Cruz. And the choice is Cruz or Trump. And when you bring up Ted Cruz is also a junior senator, people like Mark Levin say, don't say that. That's a liberal talking point. Just by saying that, you're disqualified. No. I'm a Trump man. Just because you have this bizarre love fest with Ted Cruz doesn't mean I can't bring up valid points, which is Ted Cruz is a junior senator, just like Barack Hussein Obama. Ted Cruz was the editor of the Harvard Law Review and graduated magna cum laude. Barry, yes. Barry Hussein Obama was the editor of the Harvard Law Review and graduated magna cum laude. You see a pattern? You see a pattern? My Republican friends, Ted Cruz is everything. Everything we hate about Barack Hussein Obama. And we're letting people like Mark Levin put up this firewall and say, don't attack Ted Cruz. If you attack a Ted Cruz, you're a liberal. He is a beautiful and unflawed candidate. Yeah, but he's a junior senator. Don't say it. Don't say it. We're going to pretend he's been in the Senate for 40 years. Okay. Well, he's the editor of Harvard Law Review, just like Obama. Don't say it. Don't say it. We're going to pretend he didn't go to Harvard. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. You know he graduated from Princeton. Don't say it. Well, you know Michelle Obama went to. Don't say it. Okay. You know he was born in Canada. Don't say it. Okay. All right, Mark. We won't say it. We won't say it. Everything we despised about Barack Hussein Obama is exactly what Ted Cruz is. Ted Cruz is just a white Canadian, and Barack Hussein Obama is a black Hawaiian. One's a state in the United States, one's a country that's not in the United States. And this notion that it's settled, natural born citizen, natural law, it's settled. It's settled. All the scholars have said it's settled. Listen, something is not settled unless the Supreme Court says it's settled. And I hate to go back to this whole birther situation, not because I don't like to bring it up. I love to bring it up, but we did an extensive article on this topic. And especially people like Mark Levin, strict constitutionalist. When you listen to strict constitutionalist, people like Levin or people like Scalia, their whole arguments for certain cases is the concept of what did our forefathers, what did the framers, what is it that they wanted when they created the Constitution, when they were writing laws, and when they were putting together the foundation of our country? What is it that they wanted? And for Mark Levin and other people that support Ted Cruz, for Mark Levin and these people to honestly believe that the framers of the Constitution, when they were talking about citizenship and they were breaking down naturalized a citizen and that whole concept of who gets that right, to say that they intended, somebody to be classified as a U.S. citizen by being born in another country is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And we brought this up again. Ted Cruz's mom, Ted Cruz's dad, were not traveling to Canada to see the Niagara Falls. They weren't looking for somebody to go over the barrel in Niagara Falls. That's not what they were doing. They immigrated to Canada. They lived in Canada. They created a life in Canada. They had a family in Canada. And up to, what, 2 years ago, Ted Cruz had dual citizenship. He's Canadian. What the hell is this country coming to? When somebody born in Canada, raised in Canada, having a citizenship of Canada for his entire life, is now eligible to be president. And when you bring this up, you are told it is a liberal talking point. So in turn, you're not allowed to talk about it if you're a conservative. Hogwash. Hogwash. Mark Levin, I'm not going to stand here and be told by you or other fake Republicans that Ted Cruz is off limits. No. I'm not a fair-weathered fan. I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I want Donald Trump to win. And if letting people know the truth about Ted Cruz will erode his support, and in turn that support will go to Donald Trump, then that's the most important thing. I am part of a team that wants to win. That's the problem with this country. It's all right to finish ninth place. It's all right to get a ribbon. It's not all right with me. That's not how I was brought up. Maybe that's my New York values. Maybe that's my East Coast values. Because in New York, we want to win. The Yankees win. Maybe that's the problem, Mark Levin. Us New Yorkers want to win. Being in ninth place is not acceptable. I'm not going to support Donald Trump, have him lose, and then say, I'm going to go for Ted Cruz now. No, that's not me. That's not me. Ted Cruz is not one of us. Ted Cruz is a faker. Ted Cruz is a snake oil salesman. That's a fact. He is a snake oil salesman. Just remember that. Dressing up with the Duck Dynasty guy. Talking about gutting and cooking duck. Please. Guy has a Harvard, Princeton, Goldman Sachs blood to him. And was born in Canada. Can't get more elitist. Canada. Have you ever gone to Canada? Have you ever associated with people from Canada? It's like dealing with people in a hospital. It's sterile. It's boring. There's no excitement. That's why Ted Cruz is so fake. Because he's not exciting. What you see is fake. Because if you really saw the true Ted Cruz, it's this horribly boring Mr. Withers from Simpsons. Or the guy in Despicable Me, the dad or the whatever it was, the creator. The big tall guy with the pointy nose. Oh, hello, Cruz. He's one of, he's an Iowan. Get, are you out of your mind? He's a man of the people. He's not an elitist. He's, oh God. Goldman Sachs. So again, somehow everybody. Well, it's not somehow. It's because Mark Levin. Mark Levin. That's how. Laura Ingraham. That's how. Hugh Hewitt. That's how. They're in love with Ted Cruz. So no one brings up the stuff that we all despise Obama for being. A junior senator who went to Harvard and Princeton. Ted Cruz is the exact same thing. Who's in the pockets of Goldman Sachs. Dresses up as a duck hunter. Pretending to be American. End of story. Just remember that when you listen to Mark Levin tell you that you can't talk about these things. Because if you talk about these things, you're playing into the liberals' hands. No, we're not. We're not playing into the liberals' hands. We're Donald Trump supporters. We want Donald Trump to win. We want Donald Trump to win. That's our New York values. We want to win. Not Canadian values. Canadians aren't winners. The only thing they win at is hockey. And hockey's not an American pastime. Baseball is. Yankees. New York. Football. The Giants. Knicks, Rangers, New York values. You know what they are? Winning values.